9 to 5 proof, all night long proof, wherever life takes you proof. Try the new and improved Too Faced Born This Way Soft Matte Foundation, an advanced weightless formula with 12-hour moisture and 12-hour oil control, waterproof, sweat and humidity resistant. This is a foundation for life's greatest adventures. New and improved Too Faced Born This Way Soft Matte Foundation. Shop now at Ulta Beauty.
Ready to ring in the new semester? Pink's got A-plus styles for heading back to campus. Made for early morning classes, midday coffee runs, and late night study sessions. Their latest looks are everything you need to pass with flying colors. We're talking tanks that go with literally every fit, parachute pants with a throwback 90s vibe, plus cute sweaters, activewear, and so much more. Shop now at pink.com or get 15% off in Pink stores with a valid student ID. Exclusions apply.
Back here on Radio Row, fourth and final day. It's the big one. This is, I've covered a lot of Super Bowls, nearly 20 in my career. We stayed there for a week. It's a lot. You finally get to game day. Well, this is game day. Coming up later on tonight, President Trump will take the stage. It's been a great week, lots of great speeches. But it all comes down to this. And being on Radio Row, I met a bunch of people I never met before, very nice people. And the first guy I met, he's the only other guy here, the time I'm not here in the morning, is out of the great state of Michigan. His show is the Steve Gruber Show. And you know, Steve, the reason why I brought on more than any other Brian Stile a couple of days ago.
Right.
He's the congressman out of Wisconsin. Is I realize how important Wisconsin is in terms of Trump getting a victory. And Michigan is in that same boat. So you become an important guest right now because you can give me kind of the inside on how close is to Trump winning or losing your home state.
I think if it was right now, it'd be about 80,000 votes. About 1% is where he is right now. Maybe a little bit more because of the aftermath of the attempted assassination. But how important is Michigan? Where's the first place Donald Trump's going to do another rally? Grand Rapids, Michigan, Saturday, July 20th, 5 o'clock. I'll be there, Sid, because I have to be there. It's history in the making. Donald Trump at the Van Andel Arena. That's Amway money, by the way.
I know that place right? Well. I'll tell you a funny story. First of all, so you think he's winning in Michigan by that amount?
I do.
Okay. So years ago, I worked for an arena football league team in New York. They're called the New York Dragons. Yeah, the same guy that owns the New York Islanders. He sold them. And the New York Dragons played a road game in Grand Rapids.
Right.
And at the time I was doing sports, you may have heard of this guy for Imus, Don Imus, Imus in the morning. Right. And the boss at FAN, Mark Chernoff, said, you can't go to Grand Rapids this weekend because they're expecting about 3 feet of snow. And I said, no. The game will be over Sunday afternoon. The snow is coming Sunday night. I'll make it back. Fast forward a week later, I'm in Chicago.
Still.
Trying to get home from Grand Rapids. But what I was struck by was, well, everything was shut down. It was a massive snowstorm, and I couldn't make it home. I'm like, what do you do in Grand Rapids at midnight? There was this beautiful bar with great-looking people in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Amen. There it is, my friend.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, we live between Grand Rapids and East Lansing. It's West Michigan is gorgeous. You got Lake Michigan, great bars, beautiful people. You're exactly right. And when it snows, yeah, you drink a lot of beer. There's no question about it. You drink a lot of beer.
So of course, East Lansing, Michigan State Spartans. How far is that from where my sister went, the Michigan Wolverines?
About 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Not too far. But I want to go back because I want to tell you about why Trump's going to win Michigan. A lot of people talking about the Muslim community, Dearborn, and that part of the state, and the divide over the Hamas and everything that's going on in Israel, of course. And, yeah, there's a certain effect from that. It's the 600,000 people that work in the auto industry, either directly or indirectly, that are rejecting the EVs, that want nothing to do with this whole EV thing. Ford Motor Company lost $132,000 for every EV they sold in the first quarter of this year, $1.7 billion in losses. Donald Trump was in Macomb County, Michigan in September. I was there at a rally, a parts supplier there outside of Detroit. And he said, hey, that's when the strike was going on. He said, that's great. You can get a great contract. But if you don't have a job, what difference does it make?
Good point.
And boy, did he nail it then, because at Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors, they've all laid people off since. What's going to swing the election to Michigan are working class people like you've seen on the stage here. Michigan, and Donald Trump believes this. I've talked to him several times recently. He believes the election hinges on Michigan. Now, that may not be true now because you got Minnesota in play and Virginia in play and New Mexico in play. But Michigan is critical to him, and that's why it's the first stop. Since that attempted assassination, he'll be in Grand Rapids. No snow this time, by the way.
Yeah, no snow. Steve Gruber's show in Michigan. You know how stupid these people are? You talked about the Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the same thing in Minnesota. My cousin Norm Coleman was a senator there for many years. You know Norm. So, and they have the Somalian community and also pro-Palestinian. So You don't know me, but I'm a fierce pro-Israel guy. I'm wearing my dog tags right now as you and I speak. I've been to Israel since October the 7th. I'm going back again October the 5th, and I'm fierce. And I actually saved a guy on a New York City train from getting beat up on an average afternoon in New York. And I saw a vicious pro-Palestinian rally right here on State and Water Street a couple of days ago. But those people are mad at Joe Biden because he's pro-Israel. Joe Biden on his best day is not nearly as pro-Israel as the greatest president in history towards Israel, Donald Trump.
9 to 5 proof, all night long proof, wherever life takes you proof. Try the new and improved Too Faced Born This Way Soft Matte Foundation, an advanced weightless formula with 12-hour moisture and 12-hour oil control, waterproof, sweat and humidity resistant. This is a foundation for life's greatest adventures. New and improved Too Faced Born This Way Soft Matte Foundation. Shop now at Ulta Beauty.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Donald Trump is the best friend that Israel has ever had.
Right.
Period.
So why are people in Dearborn, Michigan and Minnesota upset with Joe Biden?
Well, because it doesn't matter.
Because they're stupid.
But here's the thing. Trump's trying to appease this side and that side. They're tap dancing down a razor blade. They can't make everybody happy. They're done with that. I mean, they're done, and they're not going to get the Jewish vote. They're not going to get the Muslim vote. And Donald Trump is going to be elected. He's going to win Michigan, I say, by 80,000 votes today. It could be wider than that. I haven't seen the polling since the attempted assassination. They're done.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump will return. He moved the embassy. They have streets named after Donald Trump in Israel.
I know.
Right? He
Crazy.
Is the best friend that Israel has ever had, and
no
they
question.
Know it.
No question. So when are you on in Michigan? What day part?
6 to 9, morning. Hey, morning drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your station?
I'm on a Michigan Talk Network on 25 stations across the state. So if you ever need anything in Michigan, you give me a call. Said we'll get it all hooked up. You need any information, I'm there. I'm also on Real America's Voice in the morning, and from 3 to 4, America's Voice Live every day, Monday through Friday.
There's a guy in East Lansing. I've known him for years.
Yeah.
And he's a huge fan of mine. And he calls himself Mad Dog. He's a sports dog guy.
Well, he's in Alabama now.
Is that right?
He's in Alabama.
So that guy, I did his show about 100 times.
Dave DeMarco.
Dave DeMarco,
the Mad Dog.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in Alabama. He was at my group of stations. I know
yes.
Dave really well. He's a great guy.
I was on his show about 100 times. He loves New York. He would come visit.
No, he's doing sports talk in Alabama.
No kidding.
Swear to God.
I would come on. My sister went to Michigan. When my sister went to Michigan,
yeah.
The quarterback was Jim Harbaugh,
yeah.
Who just won a championship and left you guys for the greener pastures of the Los Angeles Chargers, but the Wolverines finally won one.
15-0. Thank God.
Look at you.
Yeah, I mean,
what a year for you. You're going to get the Wolverines and Donald Trump.
In America, what a country. What a country.
How is, on the way out, have you done these conventions before?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Different energy.
Is that because, and I made this point all week long, and you'll admit to this, no matter what, Steve, no matter what happens here, this is it for Trump. It'll never be the same. I don't care if his son, Junior, runs. No disrespect to Vance or Haley or DeSantis. They're all great. They're all great. Donald Trump is done after this. This will never be the same. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. But thank God that little, I can't use the word on the radio, the
shooter.
You
could.
The shooter.
You want to call him a scumbag? What do you want to call him?
I was going to be a little bit more careful.
Asshole? What do
yeah,
you
that
do?
Asshole.
There you go. Good.
That asshole that
yeah.
shot at him
yeah.
missed. My 12-year-old would make that shot 10 out of 10. It's 152 yards with a 5.56, 3,500 feet per second muzzle velocity. It's not a survivable shot.
Well, he turned his head, though, at the last
Barely,
second,
but Sean. Good God, he got his ear pierced. You know, yeah. I think you ought to put a big old, like, 2-carat bling in there. And just show the world. Donald Trump earrings would be the rage
I
right
think
now.
Right.
It would be absolute rage.
I think, and knowing Donald, I think he's probably, you know, look, he feels great. He's alive. He's here. People love
but
him.
He but he looks different. He looks different.
He looks all tired, right?
I mean, how could that not change a person?
He did. Monday night when he walked out.
He looked different.
Totally agree.
Yeah, totally
I saw the
different.
Same
yeah.
thing. I was a little sad.
Yeah, a little sad. But he has a chance. He doesn't need to mention Joe Biden in his speech at all.
Yeah.
He has a chance to change America. and bring America together and do something that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Donald Trump has it. He's going to capture this moment. I guarantee it.
Well, listen, it is great to meet you. You've been fun every morning. I'm glad your voice is going to be on. It is on right now, New York Radio. Congratulations on a big week, and hope to keep talking to Trump, and hopefully we get that Michigan thing done. If we do, we win. Thank you, Steve Gruber.
Sid, greatly appreciate it. Hey, done with Mad Dog, in with Gruber.
That's it. Steve Gruber, folks, 6 to 9 mornings on that Michigan network. He's on about 25 stations. Great guy, great radio guy, obviously great voice. Steve Gruber, lot more to do. 3 more hours on Sid and Friends in the morning.